Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, right here before your throne, and the throne of my Father, I see you there, head and hair white as wool, white as snow, eyes like fire, clothed with a garment all the way down to the foot, girt about the paps with a golden girdle. Ooh, feet like fine brass burned in a furnace. Voice is the sound of many waters, many waves of the Holy Ghost moving out on me. Right before your throne, Lord Jesus, and the throne of my Father. Oh, the cherubim on each side, and your daily sacrifice hanging there above the throne. Oh, shining with the water, shining with the glory, shining with the grace and all the fullness of God. Oh. Right here before your throne, Lord Jesus. Oh, in the throne of my Father. Oh, and in the presence of the seven elders on this side. Oh, and the seven elders on this side. Oh, in obedience to you, Lord Jesus. In obedience to our Father. Oh, in this new Jerusalem. In the city of your love. In the city of your heart and the heart of my Father. Oh, we close this page on this phase of our visit and our journey. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Ooh. Before the throne of God, of our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, inside of the New Jerusalem, the city of His love, the heart of our Father, right here on that sea of glass, which is a glass, a sea of the witness of His sufferings and His victories, and everything that He's gained for humanity, right before His throne. Is a church formed. Oh. Father now being clothed upon the earth, and the New Jerusalem having been set down over us, we find out that this is his heart. The New Jerusalem is his heart. Oh, this is the reason why we come into it. We come under the mother working of the Holy Ghost. For it is written all in the Scriptures. The mother working and his wife the Holy Ghost, speaking, whithersoever thy heart goeth, I go. Oh, and whithersoever I move, I move. And right before his throne in the New Jerusalem, which is his heart, filled with all the people that have been obedient to him, even unto death, down through the ages, right there under their watchful eye, and before the throne of Jesus, on that sea of glass, is formed the true and the living church. The church of his heart. Oh, and out from his heart, just like your heart and my heart, out from his heart, as he formed that living church, begins to go life to his head, to his arms, to his hands, to his feet, to his stomach, as he clothed upon the earth, fulfilling exactly what the Scripture had promised, that out from the heart of God would go all the movings of his life, until his head turned into a heart, until his arm turned into a heart, his hands turned into a heart, his feet and legs, until the whole earth was clothed with the heart of God. Oh. As you are formed here right in the heart of the Lord, right in the heart of our Father, as you are formed a minister of his heart, you didn't know this was where you were coming, did you? Oh, you know that last gate you went through, the heart of your Father, that puts you right in there, didn't it? Oh, now you're going to rest in the heart of his love, aren't you? Oh, aren't you going to rest? Oh, but right in his heart is formed the ministry. Oh, of the evangelist. Oh, the evangelist ministry that goes out and axes his feet in the earth. But having been come out from the heart, they carry the heart, the life of the heart, all the way out to his feet. And in his heart there is love, there is power, there is dominion. Nothing can touch the heart of God. That's the reason why they're sent out. When you're sent out from the heart of God, the fire and the judgment of God go before you, and behind you and around you, and his love moves through you. And he says to me, he says this to you, even as he said to me, said, they that touch you, touch me, and they that harm you, harm me. Said, let them rise in their heart if they will. From the heart as evangelist, you move into the feet that walks over the face of the earth or around in the neighborhood, and you turn the feet of our Father and of Jesus into a heart. Yes, Lord. Until where it's the feet of love that's moving. Moving into the head from out of the heart, when you're placed into the head, which is a elder or a place of authority over an area, you moving out of the heart, you turn his brain, his mind, into a heart. So you rule in love, dominion, and power, the same thing you receive in the heart. But you're always connected to the heart by that spirit of life, which is his blood that flows into his head. Moving out, if you perhaps your ministry is a prophetic ministry, you're moving out and becoming the eyes of God in the earth. As a prophet, you begin to see and begin to know and begin to do, but you carry it out from his heart. You make his eyes. Oh, his eyes become the same characteristics of his heart. Burning with fire of love for the obedient, but burning with fire and judgment and destruction for the disobedient. Oh, nothing can stand before a minister moving out from the heart of God. For in the heart, he said, in that day I will gather them into my heart, and I will squeeze them gently, and I will squeeze them again, and I will squeeze out all their old ways, and I will squeeze in all of my new ways, and I will squeeze them. For surely my heart doth lust after the fruits of my people, that I might squeeze them and squeeze them and make them like unto me, saith the Lord. Right here in the heart, the whole New Jerusalem. The prophet said, when he entered into the ark in the Old Testament, that I found myself in a large place. In a large place that I knew it not where I was. But said, I felt the breath of the love of my Father. Said, surely I must be in his heart. And I found myself in a large place. And I saw things that I knew not above. And I felt the breath of his grace. And said, surely I must be in his heart. But said, it was a large place that I knew not of. And said, many of my the people that I knew not who were, many that were strangers unto me, said, but becoming hard of my heart, bone of my bone, I became one to them, even though I knew not their faces. And in here you receive all the benefits of the completed heart of God, that he's taken his people down through the ages, his obedient people, and he has glorified their works through Jesus Christ, and he gives them out to you. One of the most despised people of all the ages was little old Joel the prophet. Oh, everyone talked about him, said he was crazy and nuts. They run him all over the country, clothed in goatskin, starving and running in the mountain. They tried to kill him and run him all over the place. But now we found him in his army of locusts inside of the heart of our Father God. And his army of locusts that is given to destroy the disobedient, we found out were turned upon the enemies of our flesh and begin to eat up the enemies of our blood, the enemies of our body, the enemies of our mind, and even the enemies of our breath. For God has glorified him in the heart and made his judgments a blessing unto his people. But here, on the other hand, he turned around, and that same, he makes you like unto that same army of locusts. When you move out into the world, you begin to move out there and begin to eat up the wicked and destroy the wicked things in people's body and begin to bring judgment on the wicked and love and their obedience into the life of his chosen. Blessed is the obedient person that Joel's army of locusts is turned loose upon. But blessed is the cursed is the disobedient on which that little prophet's army of locusts is turned loose upon. Oh, because they eat up the enemies of God. And the ones that turn loose and turn unto the Lord, they receive the blessings of his glory as those locusts move through his body. But those that hold on to their own way, the locust eats them up, even when they're at night in their bed. It eats them alive, right there. God rejoices against judgment, but woe be unto the person that takes advantage of his love to try to get their own way. For surely it shall be fulfilled when thou dost stand and look and say, ah, I have found the heart of the Lord, now I will take advantage of him. Then surely the fire of God cometh on you, and you go down in utter destruction and blow away in the winds of the earth. For me, it hath been given to me to obey. It hath been given unto me to obey the love of his heart. Being a child of faith and knowing that within me dwelleth no good thing, I desire to, that it hath been given unto me to obey the thing that he's given unto me. Hath been given unto me to obey. speak another mystery to you, and then we'll get started. Hath been given unto me to speak it, I must speak it, lest I become like some of one Old Testament prophet said it was in me burning, and unless I open my mouth to speak, it would blow me wide open. Yes, Lord. Some of you are beginning to learn what I'm talking about. You went into that exercise in the old prophecy last night, and you begin to confess, it hath been given unto me to prophesy, and when you tried to hold it in, it almost blew you wide open. One of the agreements that God spoke, our Father spoke to His Son, Jesus Christ, He said, you suffer and you destroy all my enemies in your body, in your last ministry, and in your body, and in heaven, and I'll suffer with you, I'll weep with you. He said, this one thing I say, when it is finished, and you deliver the kingdom back up to me, and we finish the thing, He said, then I will go before you. I will stretch myself down and clothe upon the earth, and said, I'll leave you, I'll carry you with me, but said, I'll leave you moving in the heavens preparing for the return, and said, I'll fix the earth to where I can give it unto you as a present, full and delivered, just exactly like you said it was, I told you it was going to be. Said, I'll give it unto you free of the wicked, I'll give it unto you filled with all your love, I'll give it unto you a people moving in the deliverance I've given. Said, I'll give it unto you because you suffered and gave it unto me. Said, now I'm being a just God, my son, I must give it back unto you. First thing we begin to move into is that falling and rising and inner working of the Holy Spirit. That you experienced a taste of in the time when we were restoring, how do you recognize Christ in the midst, and there'd be a falling and a rising and an inner working on the inside of you of the Holy Spirit, but now you have come into the fullness under the mother brooding of the Holy Spirit. So now when it falls down upon you, it'll move like a wind inside you, and it'll move out of you in praise and praises and praises, and He'll form you together in unison in one. Are you ready to do this now? Oh! Everyone close your eyes and begin to groan softly in the Spirit. Ooh. Ooh. Hath been given unto me, praises inside of me. Ooh, when it hits that anointing inside you, just begin to follow it. Ooh, ooh, Let it settle down in you now and move in him. Oh, no striving. No striving. Let it come from down deep in there.
Moving and going.
those tongues in interpretation. Listen. Striving spirit out of him. Hit him right on the head. Oh, they have been destroyed. That striving spirit hath been destroyed. Oh, you may be seated. Oh, yes. The old way of prophesying, trying will not work. Oh, you must fool. It hath been given unto you to fool. You see, in the old way, and everyone listen to me, in the old way, you would get a moving of the Spirit and you would try to make it work. And most of you that missed the lessons we've had here today, the one that was trapped in it. Who wants to be the first to demonstrate the way to do it? All of you wants to be first? How, you weren't even here today. How are you going to be first? Oh, who wants to be first? Sit down there, Brother Jerry. Oh. Now let me explain something to you. Everything that you have received from Christ is a gift of his grace, hath been given unto you. And you release it by a confession of hath been. You do not release it by confession of trying. Listen to the song. And we've got it laid out there by the Spirit to where it'll perfect you. It has been given unto me to obey. Listen at it. It hath been given unto me to obey. It hath not been given unto me to say, I'll try my best every day. It hath been given unto me to obey. That's grace. It hath been given unto me to obey. It hath not been given unto me to say that I'll try to prophesy in his way. Ooh, it hath the voice of grace now speaks in me. And it makes the voice of Jesus so clear as I confess it hath been given unto me. The wind of the Holy Ghost pushes it out so clear. So you will learn to prophesy in faith. Now here's the way you do it. It's real simple. It's real easy. It takes all the work out of it. When I touch you or tell you to do anything, all you have to do, everyone look at me, is just to breathe, hath been given unto me to do whatever I say, and look at me. Everyone look. The wind of the Holy Ghost moving inside will blow you up if you don't prophesy. Or if you don't obey it. It will. Once you make that confession, you take yourself out of the hand of trying and put yourself in the hand of the great. You come at rest, and the wind of the power of the Holy Ghost, whew! Now, the reason I'm going around hitting y'all on the head with these things to knock that old striving spirit out of you. Because that striving to prophesy gets about 95% flesh and 5% spirit, and you cannot be perfected that way. And Brother Pruitt, picking on me again, you'll soon learn the picking on is the way to glory. Oh. We will. He will be long-suffering with us. He will be gentle, but he will be direct. Well, when I catch you striving, I will jump on that striving spirit. Any work of Satan I see in you, I will jump on it. I will obey him. Say, well, I'll liable to jump back. No, you won't. No, you can't jump. You're not going to jump anywhere. You're just going to sit there. Yes, Lord. Oh. Oh. Now watch this. I'm going to touch him and tell him to do something. And he's going to confess, it hath been given unto me to do that. And then watch the Holy Ghost come up. So how you know it's going to happen? It can't fail. God never has lied, and he's not going to lie now. I'm going to let him hold it in there until he prophesied. I'm going to touch you twice now. Touch you and tell you what to do, and then I'm going to let you confess. And I don't want you to do anything until I touch you the second time. You watch him swell up almost. Sometimes you'll see him lift plumb off the floor trying to hold it. Bring a message in tongues. Let it out. Ooh, ra-ra-ra-sha-ra. Ooh. Ooh. All right, get a hold of yourself now. Ooh. You know, reading that feels some good to huge trial for 12, 14 years in prophesying. Yes, Lord. Ooh. Interpret. Let it out.
Oh, do what I say,
now the simple way to do this is that to accept this. Let it form in you. This is the perfection of faith. It hath been given to me to obey. It hath been given unto me to obey. You know why it's been given unto you to obey? Because of on your own self you can do nothing. And he has already given all things inside of you of his fullness. And as you obey it and make that confession, he moves his fullness out through you by the Holy Ghost. It hath not been given to me to say, I'll try to prophesy in his way. It hath been given me to obey. It hath been given me to obey. It hath not been given me to say, I'll do my best to prophesy in his way. Oh, Brother Jerry, you can't have the glory seat anymore. Get up, brother. Who wants to be next? Since Ron Noble didn't raise his hand, come on, Brother Ron. Now, this works in your songs. This works in your songs. Cut out all striving in your song. Now, listen to me. See, we've been working this thing down here, and they've been coming just like popcorn popping. The whole air filled with it. In your messages and singing out message in tongues, singing out interpretations, it works this same way. If you confess, it hath been given to me a song, he just begins to fill you with that song. Can't fail, because you, once you make confession, it hath been given to me, you take it completely out of your hands. How do you think I move around here prophesying all the mysteries of God from Genesis to Revelation and never doing anything but just glancing at a note or two every once in a while? How do you think I do that? You see me stop, I breathe, it hath been given to me, and here they come. You can take a scripture out of the Bible, I don't care how ignorant you are. Even if you can't read it, you can have someone to read it to you. And you can sit there and breathe, it hath been given to me to understand. And the first thing you know, right into your mind, it'll understand. Now, he may have to blow the wind of the Holy Ghost through your mind several times, blow all the cobwebs out, but he'll blow it. You may go out in the spirit, but once you make that confession, it hath been given unto me to understand. It comes. Oh, Lord Jesus. Sing a message in tongues. Now, he pulled a trick on you then. He was sitting there breathing, it hath been given to me before I ever touched him. Ooh. And he did it well. Just keep breathing, hath been. Sing an interpretation. Woo! You may be seated. Now, how many of you were feeling wanting to do that before I ever started? Whoa. You know why? Because that sea of glass is alive. It's alive. It's been made alive with many things, but especially has it been made alive with the harp of David, which has been gathered together, him and all his ministry in Christ, and preserved for you and I this day. Because God cannot lie. He promised all those people, all the way back from Genesis, all the way through, he promised them that you'll have a part in my kingdom when I restore it, and he cannot lie. Even though they've been dead many long years, he has preserved their ministries in heaven and has shot them right down through you, through Jesus Christ. Many of God's people read the scriptures and they see where he promised one of the Old Testament prophets something, and the Old Testament prophet been dead for 3,000 or 4,000 years, and they say, see, that God lied to him, and he gonna lie to me. He didn't lie one bit. No, sir, he didn't lie. All he did was just preserve their ministry and purify it. And he said, now, when I bring my kingdom forth, he said, they're going to have the glory of your ministry, but said, you're going to have 100-fold of the glory through them. He said, you know, said, man doesn't know my plan. My plan is to send forth my son and to gather together all of my people, my obedient people, and make me a city of the souls of obedient people, and call it my city of love, which is inside of my heart, and to use all of that to perfect my people in the last day. Said, because they're going to need everything they can get. They don't get need just a little squirt of a ministry. Said, they need the fullness of my real obedient remnant down to the ages. Said, I give them together in Jesus Christ, and I send it right through them. Well, I don't understand that. I know you're sort of brutish and understanding anyway. Come on, Chip. Oh, might be good if you sit around and listen to that song, It Hath Been Given to Me to Obey. Instead of trying to understand, It Hath Been Given to Me to Understand. And the very moment you begin to confess, It Hath Been Given to Me to Understand, your eyes will come wide open and say, yeah, now why didn't I think of that? Poor Gogger, you're not God. That's why you didn't think of it. If you'd have thought of it before, you'd have been God and he'd have been you, and then we'd all been in terrible shape. Oh, oh, oh. Now get this example. When you sit up there and the Spirit is moving over you, you get the least little moving to prophesy. Don't prophesy. Just confess first, it hath been given to me to bring a message in tongue or prophesy or whatever. Or if you don't know what it is, just say, it hath been given me to obey. And boy, it'll blow out through you. Ooh. And hold it for just a little while to see what happens to you. Say, well, somebody might get ahead of me. That's all right. It'd be good for you to sit there and hold it all that time and get to where you're just before you're ready to go out, ready before you're ready to blow your mind and then let it out. Whoa. Now, don't cheat on me like Brother Ron did now, Sheriff. Oh, he didn't cheat on me. He edified himself, but he didn't give us a very good demonstration, did he? Caused me to have to dance around to give the demonstration. Oh, Lord Jesus. Sing a message in tongues. Hold it now and let it in. Now sing it out. Now sing the interpretation. Let it out. Fanning that old jealous demon off of you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, have to get up. You'll have to join Brother Jerry. Get this now, the perfect way. Cuts out all your trying, cuts out all your striving, deals the last death blow to that old religious thing that tried to do your best. I'm going to try my best to love somebody today. You lying in your teeth. There's no way you're going to love anybody. The mere moment it gets out of your mouth, you turns into hate. Or you can go out and love somebody that's just like you, but that's old flesh, and you really don't love them. You're trying to deceive them. I love you. You don't do it. Oh, I love everybody. That's a lie. Plain old lie, isn't it? Unless you, through Christ, do it, there's no way you can do it. Say, well, how? By saying, hath been given to me. And let him blow his love out through you. Woe be yonder the hypocrites. They say and they do not. But I'm doing the best I can. Who told you to do the best you could? That's the devil. The best you could has already been judged and called not enough. And it's been judged by Jesus Christ. So what are you doing the best you can do for? Because he'd already said it's not enough. Brother Fruit, you're putting me in bondage. Absolutely. A bond servant to Jesus Christ. That's the only way you're going to move in. It hath been given to me to obey. It hath been given to me to obey. It hath not been given unto me to say, I'll try and try every day. It hath been given unto me to obey. It hath been given unto me to obey. It hath not been given unto me to say, I'll do my best every day. That's the way it smelled in the nostril of God, your works. Your righteousness is filthy rags. They stink. He'd already told you the only righteousness you can have is by faith of Jesus Christ. And the only way you can let it work through you is by confessing it hath been given unto you. You can't work for it. You can't try for it. You can't jump for it. You can't holler for it. You can't beg for it. All you do is confess it hath been. Here it comes. Ooh. Now, don't do like Brother Ron. Make a good demonstration for me. Here, hold it till I tell you let it out. I won't let it blow you up. Almost. Ooh. Bring a message in time.
Let it out.
Somebody on the sicoli alla la botti, no le alla ritti, coi alla la devo.
I'm bringing interpretation. Hold it in there. Let it just form in your mind. Look at him turning white. Look at him. Let it out, quick. Go on. Strive during the time of restoration, but you know that's got to stop now. Oh, you're gonna have to join the others over there. You can't sit in a glory seat all the time then. Now y'all understand where I've been out dancing on that sea of glass all the time. You're getting a little taste of it, ain't you? Get a victory, I just move out there by faith and go to dancing. Whoa. Now here is a person. Now, you're talking about a prime example of striving. Yes, Lord? Ever since he's knee-high in religion, they've been telling him he had to do it. And he being hungry to please the Lord in his heart, he trying to do it. And every time he did it, he found out he was dead again. Yes, Lord? Now, he's reached that place of rest. What I'm going to do, Brother Billy, just touch you on the head and tell you to do something. And you just quietly confess it hath been given unto me to do that, whatever. Just let it blow up in you, and then I'm going to touch you again and let it come out. Are you ready? Bring a message in tongues. Look at the beginning. Ooh, I know you. Oh, let it out. Shaba haranda la la. Now let me ask you something before we go any farther. Didn't that draw all the way from down the bottom of your feet and come up? Didn't it set up a whirlwind on the inside of you? All right, that's what it's supposed to do. I thought that's what it did. Oh. You're getting a little taste of Ezekiel's fruit, the master prophet, the whirlwind prophet. When he began to speak, he began to spin around everywhere. Now, what is that fella spinning out over there? Greatest fella in the world, but you know God preserved his ministry to you. You remember when you went inside of that body of Jesus and he whirled you like a whirlwind? Oh, now he's using it to blow you up in the wind. We're ready now. Bring an interpretation. Let it just form you. Let it out, boy.
Yes, in my way.
But you can't be next, not every one of you. But you can, really. If whoever's sitting in that seat, if you'll identify yourself as he being there, and you're going to enjoy it even more than he does, identify yourself with him, you can be right there with him and get a double blessing out of it. If you'll follow that principle of grace, you sit there and say, I wish I were next. You won't get anything out of it. Yes, Lord. Oh. Just identify yourself as that is me sitting in that chair with him. You know why? Because the scripture is very plain. It says that he has made his body the obedient one. And you can't lie when you say, breathe, and hath been made to me to be in that chair with him or with her. You can't lie because he's already said he made you one. Down and get a new one there. He's still moving in Brother Billy's. Oh. Yeah, he's sitting over there still moving in your prophecy, brother. Oh. Cool him down by the Spirit. You know there's a heat of the Spirit and a cool of the Spirit. Oh. Ezekiel moved in the heat of the Spirit. You read it. One of the old folks said he got all head up. Bring a message in tongues. Let it out. Let it out.
Yeah, my glory. Yeah, it comes down at you. Yeah,
it covers you. Yeah, it comes down. Half come down. Come on, Sister X driving, Cassie. She used to prophesy and it'd give me a pain all the way down. Couldn't stop her, you know. That was time of restoration, but I just hurt all over. She'd prophesy and I'd just hurt. Now, Lord, why don't I get in there and just stop her and tell her how this? That she wouldn't know how. So just leave her alone. Okay, I'll just suffer. I guess I'll have to suffer with her. Yes, ma'am. Ooh.